The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
And he's got, like, these sunglasses on? It's a bit dark. It's already nighttime, bro.
The terrible Australian B. Jermaine.
Look at this dude's hair. It's like a mullet mixed with a rat tail meets, like, whatever the hell the rest of it is.
Professor Batch.
Diet soda? That's so hot.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for triple X movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
On the planet Arcturus, he's the toughest cop around.
That's a Kroger blast! Most powerful hack in the universe!
That's right, fat boy.
What do you want, asshole?
Nothing.
You're just gonna walk away?
Planet Earth, he's 13 inches tall.
Oh, fuck!
That's about the size of it.
Shit!
Can we keep it?
We're going this together. I'm going to war.
With who?
The fucking doll man. Who else?
G'day, everyone. This is B. Jermaine, a.k.a. The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 15 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the podcast where my co-host and I watch a random movie on this free streaming service Tubi and do an audio commentary for it. And with me, as always, are my two co-hosts. First up, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello, hello. I'm doing all right. How are you, Bede?
I'm pretty good, thanks, Marcy. And second, of course, is our second co-host, the one, the only, Professor Batch. G'day, Batch. How you going?
Good day. How are you guys?
Very well.
Pretty good. I just finished work and now all prepared for this episode of TV Tuesday, which, of course, is a special edition of our show because this is our second Patreon pick episode, in which only on Patreon we put up a poll with four random movies that we've picked from Tubi. And then we let our subscribers decide which of one of those four we will do an audio commentary for. So for this one, we had quite an interesting list of films on there. Mm. But for this second Patreon pick episode, our subscribers of Patreon decided that we should watch and do an audio commentary on Doll Man.
Finally, something good, because I had heat with those guys for just picking such terrible friggin' movies that we have to do. Even though that's the whole point of this show.
Exactly. And helping us to kind of get through these terrible movies together.
Yes.
But I'm excited to watch. I'll say this. I watched about 30 minutes of Doll Man last night in prep to kind of get a little bit of a taste of what to expect. And I was completely puzzled by what I watched. So I expect that the rest of the movie after those 30 minutes will probably be the same. But before we do, other than myself watching the first 30 minutes, have any of you guys watched this movie before prior to this episode?
Nope.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, I am an old school Tim Thomerson fan. So Full Moon, all like Jack Death, Trancer stuff. Mm. I loved all that stuff. I think I had this on VHS back in the day.
Wow.
So it's been a while since I've seen this film. Like, so, yeah, it's going to be a fun one. And that's why we are the number one Tubi commentary watch along podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian.
Yes.
Exactly. The original and the best.
Yes.
but of course, exactly. But before we get to the commentary, we'll do our thing, what we always do. which of course tell our listeners who have never listened to any of our shows before, first of all, how dare you?
And we're sorry for what you're about to listen to.
Yes.
Exactly. So what you need to do is go to Tubi. And I know Dollman is streaming on both the Australian, Canadian, and US versions of Tubi, so it should be easy to find.
Yeah.
So what you do is find the movie, and we're going to be playing the movie from the very start. So we're going to count down from five. But when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the movie. So you'll be able to watch the film and listen to us at the same time. However, though, I'm pretty sure, knowing our past commentaries, I'm pretty sure even if you don't have the movie or have no interest in watching the movie, I'm pretty sure the commentary itself will be a fun listen regardless. However, the most important thing, and the thing that what makes Tubi the number one Tubi-related podcast out there, is since we are watching it from Tubi, since they are a free streaming service, they do play ads at certain points during the film. So whenever we do get an ad, we will just shout out ad, and that's when you, the listeners, pause the movie, and then once the ad is finished, we'll let you know, and then you can restart the movie again. But since we're watching this from different places in the world, sometimes the ads will pop up at completely different times, so expect a lot of them. So
sometimes we don't get any ads.
Sometimes none.
Exactly.
Or sometimes one of us gets ads, the other one doesn't.
Exactly.
Now, for those of you that are playing the Tubi Tuesday official drinking game, so anytime Marcy gets angry with the movie and asks it to do something, drink. Anytime Marcy gets scared and doesn't want to look, drink. Anytime I get silent because I'm just watching the movie and not commentating, drink then too.
And also if I drop some interesting trivia.
Yes.
Now, so before we get to
what we're saying is, you know, just drink through the whole movie. And you're gonna enjoy it all, or imbibe, or do what you need to do.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
But before we get to the movie, but for our listeners, before we actually get to the movie, we have for our listeners out there who have never heard of Dollman. It's a film. It's a sci-fi action comedy from 1991. Again, produced by our good friends from Full Moon Entertainment.
Unofficial sponsors of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Exactly. And of course, it was directed by Albert Pune, who infamously directed the 1990 version of Captain America. And of course, the plot summary for this film is a traveler from outer space lands on Earth but is made doll size, along with enemy forces the same size, and must fight to escape the planet alive. There's way too many rhymes in that plot synopsis alone. So, with that out of the way, let's get straight to the movie. So, Batch, Marcy. And of course, if you're watching the video version, Craven has decided to make an appearance.
You can never get rid of Craven. I'm always here.
Craven is just watching us from the background. But we'll get straight to the movie. Now, are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Alrighty. What about you, Batch? You ready?
I was born ready.
Alright, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
I'm scared.
And since this version we're watching on Tubi has no subtitles whatsoever, we're going to have no idea what the hell is going on half the time unless our volumes are loud.
I never know what's going on, so I'm fine. Featuring Jackie O'Haley.
One of the last movies he made before he decided to retire for about 15 years and then decided to make a comeback.
Although,
you might want to turn the audio down. I'm hearing it through the...
Oh, okay.
Oh, really? Because I had, like, no volume whatsoever.
Oops.
Yeah, I have no volume at all.
It's coming through someone's. Oh, that was me. Never mind.
Oh, there you go. And the video version will be like, oh, well, this is how they do things behind the scenes.
As long as it's not coming through on my end, then that's fine.
Hear nothing. I just hear us. Okay. Because last time, Meet the Feebles was a bit too loud. So I've just muted the movie. Like, I don't need to know what's going on. I mean, do I? I don't know.
I think you kind of do. So put it up a scooch. Just a little bit.
All right. Should we just have a time?
An original story by Charles Band. Was it an original story, though? Because if you listen back to our episode of Dr. Mordred, that was not an original movie. That movie was meant to be a Doctor Strange movie that got reshaped into a a Dr. Mordred film.
So what you're saying, this was an Ant-Man movie?
Yes. Yes.
Well, we can't use ants anymore. We're going to use dolls instead.
What's
and just make it and just make him like a little dirty Harry with his overpowered handgun.
What exactly. is the obsession with like dolls and stuff at Full Moon?
Well, the sequel to this movie actually has the doll man go up against the demonic toys.
Yeah, I know, right?
But all that movie does is show like old footage, and new footage is only like 10 minutes of the actual fight.
Wow.
That sounds a lot like
All right,
that sounds a lot like Corona Zombies.
That's some Roger Corman type shit right there.
Mm. Exactly. Matte paintings.
I was going to say, already looks too good for Full Moon.
Oh, you haven't seen nothing yet.
This is Albert Pude, who basically is like, if you have a very low budget and you need someone with some kind of decent action chops to direct it, you get him.
Oh, he's a... You know, he's a decent filmmaker. I think he hasn't been able to sort of have his own visions out there because his films get kind of taken away from him once done. But there are gems in his filmography.
Indeed.
Is that Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers?
It looks like it. I just like how sort of like his hair looks like a wig. Yeah. That it can't be real hair. It can't be that big. Actually, you know who he looks like? He looks like Carrot Top.
Yeah, a little bit.
Why are all these people just hanging out in the back room of the laundromat?
I have no idea what is going on. Are they being held hostage or...
Well, they were being held hostage. They were just basically became hostages by circumstance.
Oh my god. But why are they all hanging out in there for?
And it's all like women and kids. So.
I'm so confused. And this movie just started. I don't know what's happening. I'm scared already. I'm scared.
I think that dude's hair is like overacting way too much in that scene.
It's his hair that's like the evil part of him.
You get that gun out of my face, dude.
Now he somehow tied himself with the hostages. What?
Yeah, he's kind of just wrapped himself with these very sort of large women around him, and basically it's like as like bulletproof shields.
Yeah, I don't know how well that's going to work, but okay, mate. More matte paintings.
Exactly.
They're getting the most out of that matte painting.
Yes.
It's just the same matte painting from different angles.
I love how all the reporters outside have 1970s game show mics.
Yes.
Yes.
And their guns look like they were spray painted like the Nintendo scope thing.
They probably were.
Hey, Corey Hart.
I was going to say, he's wearing his sunglasses tonight.
Hey, look, it's Omni-Man.
I was going to say, although I've only watched 2 episodes, I need to watch the rest.
Best show on TV right now.
But to be fair,
I
have read a good portion of the comics. Mm-hmm.
So you know what to expect.
Yes.
Even from the TV show.
Yes. Oh, is that Doll Man coming? What is up with that guy's hair? Does he have a mullet of some
sort? I think it's a mullet. It's a very slick back mullet.
What is he doing?
thing I love about Tim Thomerson's performance in this movie, he's just completely over everything. He gets like zero fucks given the whole movie. He doesn't even give a shit about any of this. He just wants to do his laundry in the scene. You think I'm joking? It's the truth. He didn't even get called in. He's just here to do laundry.
Well, apparently his character, who goes by the name of Brick Bardo, was heavily influenced by Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
It's very obvious, even before he even rocks up. He's basically playing Clint Eastwood.
He chews so much scenery in this movie.
He looks like George Hardy from Troll 2.
He does.
If
George Hardy after Troll 2 decided to become an action star, this would be the movie he would pick.
I reckon it would have been.
Now he's just going to go in there, find the bad guy, and sort of teach him about not pissing on hospitality.
He can get his laundry done.
I'm pretty sure he just wants to do his laundry. He like sees a hostage situation. He's like, I don't care. I've got laundry to do, bitches.
Oh man, now I have to save some hostages again. All I want to do is just clean my whites.
Ran out of Tide Pods, all I had was detergent.
He's only cleaning his laundry because it contains all the bloodstains of all the bad guys he's killed.
That's not how you do laundry, you just put a bag in.
He puts a bag in! What are you doing? That's not how you do laundry. But he measures the detergent powder.
I love the scene so much.
Oh my god.
And he's just taking his sweet time too, not sort of trying to help the hostages.
Doesn't care.
He doesn't give a shit. Alright, mate, what's the point of measuring your fucking detergent right now? You're putting way too much in.
Yeah, you should just put the whole bottle in.
He likes those suds.
Of course, it's a coin laundry.
Yes.
even on this futuristic planet, it's
an alien world. It's a coin laundry.
Yep. Oh, did you like my big gun?
I only got a gun this big because I'm compensating for something.
Oh my god.
I like how in the lighting of the scene, you only just see his nose. You can't see the rest of his face. That kid's hair is a wig. I'm convinced. The one in the yellow shirt.
It looks like a mop.
That's the biggest handgun in the world.
I'm scared.
Even he's trying to do the voice of Clint Eastwood.
Oh my god.
Oh, and they just toppled over.
Oh! That's the screen just
crushed my fat ladies.
And the screen shook, and it was like post-production shaking.
Yes.
Was it like done in camera? It was like done in post.
Laundry's done.
And that was a quick bit of laundry, too. They do it in 5 minutes.
I want that kind of laundry technology. What? Two women in cardiac arrest? How?
I wish I knew what was going on because it's very misty right now in this scene.
I don't know. Every movie we seem to watch on 2B Tuesdays is misty.
Yes. I honestly think this movie is probably is so misty and so dark and murky. Hide how budget this movie was.
They needed it to hide everything.
Exactly.
And what is gun on his badge?
What's up with his hair?
That dude looks like. Right,
that's what my hair looks like when it's wet.
You know, for future.
It's all folded. Like, it was in the bag. He never took it out of the bag, yet his laundry's all folded right now.
What? How is this?
Oh my gosh.
Ad.
Oh.
Ad. Pause.
Hold on.
Oh, I got Snoop Dogg ad.
Snoop Dogg. Okay. I like how
we're on the map painting.
The yellow.
Oh, it's a yellow. It's a Snoop Dogg Corona ad. Oh, I'm back. 10:51.
Okay, you're back. Yeah.
He's just walked in a room.
Into his house.
Oh, whatever.
Dude, turn on the light!
They can't. Then we'll see how cheap this movie was.
I love that they got futuristic laundry machines that will fold your laundry in the machine in 5 minutes, but the TV sucks.
Yeah, it's like a tiny little screen.
Exactly.
It looks like he lives in a cave.
Now, one thing you will notice over the course of this movie, his holster switches sides continually. It's never in the same spot. Sometimes it's on the left, sometimes it's on the right.
Amazing. So, like, we don't need to, like, take photos to keep continuity in this movie. Like, at all.
So, basically, the press really hates this guy because they're already making assumptions like he's gone on massacres, he's killed people. Like, he killed people in the incident that just happened before. It's like, that didn't happen.
It's taken a page out of, like, The Running Man.
This is like, is this the same set as The Crow? Look how dark it is.
They didn't have a lot of money, okay?
They couldn't afford lighting, obviously.
They'd spend the whole budget on green screen shots.
Okay, here's an interesting bit of trivia from this movie, which I'm reading off IMDb. This is one of the many occasions director Albert Pune has used the name Brick Bardot. He also used it for a minor antagonist in the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie Cyborg, and first used it in another film called Radioactive Dreams.
Hmm. There you go. It's a weird name. I'll give it that. What the... What?
I'm sorry, man. You have to star in a movie called Doll Man.
So Tim Thomerson, before he started making movies for Full Moon, he was actually a stand-up comedian.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Go back on the YouTubes and watch some of his stuff. It's pretty entertaining.
I'll have to check that out.
I swear I saw this exact same set in Nemesis, which, funnily enough, was also directed by Albert Pune.
And probably the same set as Cyborg.
Oh, look, it's the head from Reanimator.
The futuristic version or whatever.
Yes. Instead looks of like wings, he's got a robot.
Looks like Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, it does. I like how Tim Thomason, the main actor? Yep. I like how basically he's like a hard-edged cop, but yet his shirt is all buttoned all the way up.
He's a hard 30, all right?
He's that's a hard 20.
Yeah, even better. So when do we see Jackie O'Haley?
Soon.
Very soon. All right.
I'm excited.
Okay. Who's going to say they're lying now? Because it's been 10 minutes and no one spoke yet.
He does have one of the best handguns in the history of movies.
That is true. And Marcy, you'll find out why that is in a second.
I'm very excited right now.
That dude looks like John Hawks.
He's freaking me out.
So keep in mind, okay, his holster was on the right in his apartment.
I'm purposely looking just to see it all, like, change.
I think Charles Band is someone who doesn't really give a shit about continuity in his films.
No.
The head's talking, but its mouth is not moving.
It only can do it in the close-up speed.
At least it's practical. That's one thing I love about these movies.
That is true. And I do like the fact that since it is, like, the close-up shots is an actual person's head, they're putting it as closely again so you don't see the rest of the body.
Yeah. Clever framing.
I'm like that too.
Marcy, if this movie was made in Australia, this guy would be played by Bruce Spence.
Probably would be.
That's not Bruce Spence?
It does look like Bruce Spence.
It actually does a little bit. Oh.
Listen to that 80s score.
I know, yes. Right? It's that synth score. I have no idea what's
obviously,
going on. Okay.
There's a lot of people talking, but I have no idea what's going on.
Is it on purpose that he kind of like, with those glasses, looking a bit like Roddy Piper in?
I can see some They Live influences there.
Forgot what the movie was called, and I'm like, Them Live? No, it's They Live. Bloody hell.
They Live.
Them Live.
That could be the sequel. Them Live.
Them Live. Me felt English today. And every day.
This scene has been going on for 40 minutes.
I'm falling asleep. Come on, do something.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
What?
Drink. There we go.
Drink.
What?
Boom!
What the fuck?
There you go.
Boom! He only shot the ones with the smallest bullet, and they both those guys literally exploded.
Did his hand make the gun appear?
Yeah, he can pull it back to him. It's like a magnet.
Oh my god!
I love his head. He's just a head, but he's still smoking.
And it's obvious that there's like, you know, just eggs and bacon and shit on him to still look like, look on his chest looking, that's supposed to look like guts.
Yeah. Looks like scrambled eggs right now.
Ew.
Maybe he's making me hungry.
If Armie Hammer was watching this movie, he'd be foaming at the mouth right now.
Ew.
Look at your space!
What is going on?
Best death face ever.
Okay, we're in a spaceship now.
Now time for miniatures.
Wait, the head didn't die?
Nope, he's escaping.
I wasn't really paying attention, obviously.
Knowing Charles Band, they probably just reused this like cockpit set for like both these ships.
It's probably just the same set. And
I can imagine who
had a voice.
I can't remember if he actually takes his sunglasses off in this movie.
He doesn't. Even in space, he doesn't take his sunglasses off.
What the? What? Okay.
So they're going through an anomaly in space.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I definitely need this movie explained to me because I'm so confused. What else is new? It's the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
I can imagine Charles Bands was like, guys, I have a perfect idea for a movie. Imagine Dirty Harry in space, but he's only like 2 inches tall.
12. That's the tagline in the movie. He's 12 inches.
Well, hello. No.
It's only a model.
It looks so bad. Amazing. So is he crash landed on Earth now?
Yes.
Okay.
This movie is basically a remake of Master of the Universe.
And that's the rub, because on his planet, everyone's regular size, but on Earth, they're 12 inches long. Or high.
They're all 12 inches, eh?
I think that's some kind of male fantasy, but anyway.
This is Earth 2.
Is that why his little spaceship looks so little?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what, he walks around being 12 inches tall?
Yep. Hence Doll Man.
That's why it's called Doll Man, okay. Because I really didn't understand what that title was. Like, why was it called Doll Man?
Meanwhile, in Detroit.
I like how the score is just like New Jack Swing.
Yeah.
Spec the Ninja Turtles to rock up. Well, hi, hookers.
I was going to say, it's the hookers. It's the drug den. It's a stray dog. Back to the drug den.
Are we watching a documentary? Because this feels like out of a totally different movie. This feels like out of a totally different movie.
It's turned into The Wire.
Yeah.
I was going to say. Doll Man meets The Wire.
Oh my god. They send him undercover.
Yes. He's gonna team up with McNulty.
Yes.
Well, she is, doll man.
Oh God, I am so lost.
I'm just grooving along to the song.
Good music.
This is gonna be my. This is gonna be my new ringtone. This is like the opening credits of something.
It really feels like we're watching The Wire.
This is the This is where the creators of The Wire got the idea for the show.
Apparently.
All he wanted was a Pepsi.
Why does the middle one look like Jonah Hill?
Maybe it is Jonah Hill.
Might be.
Do, do, do.
Music's amazing. All right, when do we... Where's Doll Man?
I can imagine it's like they shot the movie. It was like, oh, we need some more stuff to, like, make the running time a little bit longer. Let's just put more and more random shots of stuff around the city. Oh, it's Jackie O'Haley.
Oh, is that him? With the long hair?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, so wow.
Is this what happened to his character from Bad News Bears?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So somebody from this movie went on to at least forget an Oscar nomination after this movie.
Who was that?
Tim Thomas.
Jackie O'Haley.
Oh! I'm like, duh.
Again with more of these insert documentary.
Yeah.
You tell him.
Yeah, throw rocks at him.
So yeah, this movie's meant to be so this movie's meant to be a sci-fi comedy, right?
Where's the comedy? Where's sci-fi?
Yeah, that's right. You wear a mask when you're in my neighborhood.
Yeah. It's COVID times, baby.
Stop the spread, motherfucker.
Obviously, this section of the movie was directed by Terrence Malick.
I feel like I've watched 50 different movies in one.
I know.
And Doll Man's completely disappeared.
Well, he's there. You just can't see him because he's only 12 inches high.
Yes. So, what?
Would you guys believe me if I told you Jackie O'Haley was 30 when he made this movie?
Wow.
It's a hard 30.
He's definitely a hard 30 in this movie. Although, to be fair, I think he might have had... had drug issues at the time, so at least got right.
No! Really? Me too!
But I could be completely wrong, so...
Wow.
But I know he, like, did retire from acting after making this movie. Along with
turn the lights on at this press conference.
Nobody knows how to turn on a light in this movie.
Nope.
This movie is darker than Tim Burton's Batman. And I'm not talking about like the tone. I'm talking about like legit, like where is the lighting?
All the budget went to green screen.
Exactly. And for model and model spaceships. Yeah.
Bullshit!
What drugs?
What war? I'm so
drugs. Which are good? Which are bad?
So is this maybe a spin-off from Kindergarten Ninja? Because also this movie deals with the war on drugs.
Well, every movie we watch on Tubi is part of the Tubi cinematic universe. So we just have to make the links between the movies. So.
Yes, that's right.
So obviously the Feebles from Meet the Feebles were in another world, just like Doll Man is from another Earth.
It's true.
Yes, the Tubi cinematic universe continues.
Yeah.
Now I'm interested to see Steven Seagal in the reboot of Doll Man.
It'll be like, it'll be his doll size self. He's like, I want at least doll size pizzas delivered to my house every day.
I'm just gonna sit in this little chair.
He'll just sit down. Yeah. That's his role. Oh. Ad.
Oh, yeah, I got an ad.
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 Well, let you know when it's back on.
Another Corona ad.
There's two people in the car.
Oh, no, Bat has got Corona.
Yeah, I've got Corona. Still waiting on my shot. I've got DoorDash ad now, so.
Yep, but still got an ad.
This episode of Tubi Tuesday brought to you by DoorDash and Corona.
Exactly.
We're back. Are you back?
Nope.
All right, pause.
Okay.
Back. Okay. 26 minutes even.
Yeah. I have no idea. The girl is in the car with this Tom Savini looking guy.
I was going to say, it looks like Tom Savini.
I was about to make that joke.
All right, so I wasn't the only one that thought it looked like Tom Savini.
All right, she just got that crowbar and just started beating the shit out of the guys. I don't even know why she's... Oh. Is it because she beat the other dude with the rock before?
Yeah.
Is that the same one? I'm so confused. Oh, look, we're back to Dollman in his little 12-inch spaceship.
Her permanent setting is fuck the shit o'clock.
And let me guess, she's the best character in this movie?
Possibly.
Most likely.
If history rings true.
Yes.
Okay, I was just looking up Jackie O'Haley's filmography. The last films he did before he retired and then came back into acting in 2006 was this film, Nemesis, again directed by Albert Kuhn, and Maniac Cop 3, and then that was pretty much it for like 13 years.
Hmm.
Hey, it's on the right.
Yeah.
That's our drink he gave for this one, everyone. Pretty much just drink every time Dollman's like holster is on a different side of his body.
And
they're going to light on fire.
They're going to light people on fire? This is reminding me a bit too much of The Fanatic.
Oh, Eddie's dead. I suppose since like he's smaller, like the gun probably can't do that much damage.
Exactly,
yeah, it's not the same. They can't even see him, he's so tiny.
Yeah, we haven't seen the reveal that explains. We think he's like normal size.
Yeah.
Still pretty deadly though.
Yeah.
This is the weirdest. This is the weirdest remake of Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Oh my god, is she
We just got shot by a Ken doll. Let's get out of here.
Is she gonna be like the love interest to Dollman?
Baby.
Oh my god.
There we go.
Marcy, this needs to be the screenshot for the podcast page.
Well,
giants.
That was amazing.
This is officially where the movie goes into what the fuck territory.
This whole movie
is this gonna go up? Fuck.
Sorry.
Is this gonna go up to her being like, hey baby, I'm 12 inches? Literally and figuratively.
Still not fazed by any of this.
No, he doesn't give a shit.
Oh, there are giants here? Whatever. And she's like, what the fuck? And obviously those rocks are obviously made out of paper mache. Look at the ammunition thing. The gun, it's huge. It's gun is a machine gun. It's not even a pistol.
Excuse me, jeez. Oh, she's discovered the spaceship.
Now I gotta find a way to get out of this movie.
Nothing scares him. He's Dollman. All right, he's holstered in the right.
Yep.
Then we'll see where he gets it from. What, now he's pissed off? I mean, now he's weirded out?
He thought he was doing another Trancers movie instead.
So small. That's not what men want to hear, baby.
Exactly. I mean, what?
You're so
never happened to me.
Me neither.
I swear, this set where they are is basically the same one from what we saw earlier back on his own planet.
Yeah,
just in a different area. You got to make use of like,
put my ship down.
His ship looks like the cardboard box that Buzz Lightyear came out of in the first Toy Story movie.
Yes.
So basically, Tim Thomason is Buzz Lightyear.
Dollman did it first.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, now
all right, let's move around these rocks.
Dudes are going for drive.
And they don't have any license plates on their car. Well, hi, Jackie Earl Haley again. And his amazing hair.
Yes.
That's a mullet.
That is a mullet and a half.
Yeah. Jackie Earl Haley is a hard 30 in this movie.
He's a hard 20. Hard.
Definition of a hard 30.
Oh, wait, the head's still there?
Yeah, because he's the bad guy.
Yeah, true.
I like how Jackie Earl Haley's friend is exactly Gael Garcia Bernal. Tell me he doesn't. Look at him.
He does.
That's me in 6 months.
Someday I want to have hair like Jackie Earl Haley. What do you want me to do? I'm just going to talk with a New York accent. What are you talking about?
Bibbidi-bobbidi.
Oh, it's going to be weird when they find out they're actually in San Francisco.
This movie is scared.
You can blame our Patreon subscribers for voting for this movie.
I know, Marcy. Right?
Build some fucking condos and put up a Starbucks.
Someone get that man a toothbrush.
Jackie Earl Haley's character would be better if he was also he was just playing Rorschach in this scene. Him just going around going,
I am like so curious as to like, you know, he stopped acting for so long. What made him come back, and especially with something as massive as Watchmen was?
Well, the thing what brought him back was the film All the Kings. Actually, during that period, he was actually working like a director for TV commercials.
Oh, okay.
And so the film, Steven Zaillian, who directed All the King's Men, he actually wrote the character that he played in that film specifically for him.
Oh, okay.
And because he was a huge fan, and he came out of retirement, acting retirement to play that role. And then, of course, he did that film. And the next movie he made after that was Little Children, which got him his Academy Award nomination.
Mm.
And, of course, made Watchmen after that. So
I love how the kid thinks it's a giant toy and he's being just jostled around in there.
Yes! Wait, his glasses came off!
I can't handle not seeing his eyes. I need his glasses back on right now. It's weird.
Wait a minute. Errors in geography on goofs on Dollman on IMDb. Some of the stock footage shown during the South Bronx montage are actually not of the South Bronx.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You don't say. I think we should just take those that footage from this movie and just put it in like some random film of the Australian outback and nobody will tell the difference.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh my god!
That green screen.
It's amazing.
That green screen's better than mine.
But somehow it's still better than the green screen in the giant cockroach, Marcy's worst nightmare.
Oh, fuck off. Jesus!
Not only did he shoot the cockroach, he blew out half the table away too.
What did that table ever do to you?
That gun is impressive.
I'm weirded out by lack of sunglasses.
I like how even inside this room, the room is still...
It's misty!
Sorry.
They're burning some incense.
Yes, that's probably it. Okay, I was up to this part when I was watching it last night, so I have no idea to expect from here.
Have a nice day.
Meanwhile, in the shithole.
Hey, guys.
Marcy, have a nice day. Foreshadow, remember the symbol, the smiley face? That was the comedian's thing in Watchmen. Ah!
It's all connected.
But oh, it's also, isn't it also the one of the quotes, trademarks of Mick Foley? Have a nice that day. Oh my god, I'm so weirded out. He looks so, like, young.
Aw, man, now we're gonna need another pool table.
He's getting pissy.
Everybody's shirts are all buttoned up.
They want it to be all nice and proper. Oh my god.
Oh, he just said the title of the movie. Had this little doll, man.
Title card.
He's a doll man.
You can't say midget. That's not PC.
No, you can't say that word anymore. Actually, Little Children was his return movie.
Yeah, well, I think, all the Kingsmen, I think, came out either afterwards or around the same time. But I know that was the first one he shot first, but it was released before, just before or after Little Children.
It's got not as impressive.
I bet he still says this is his best movie.
Exactly. And if it isn't, I'll be very upset.
Mm-hmm.
If we ever meet Jackie or Haley, I'm going to ask him a lot of questions about this movie.
So these dickheads managed to find the bad guy, which is just a head.
Yes.
Which was like 5 meters away from where Dollman was.
And he can't manage to kill a head.
Definitely not. You'd think it would be the easiest thing to do. Oh, sorry.
You'd think it'd be easy. But no. They should get him drunk.
Well, here's the thing. You've got a severed head just floating around doing whatever. This could be set in the same universe as Reanimator, because that was also produced by Charles Band. So...
I reckon they should have just got the head drunk and just gone partying with him.
That'd be amazing.
This could have been like the original The Hangover.
I have a strange feeling that this floating head is gonna be a massive headache to all these guys.
Oh, wow, that was bad.
Boo!
Well, I guess I'll never be the head of a major corporation.
Okay, I like that one.
Thank you, Craven. Thank you. I got the new pages of the script. They're really bad.
I love this kid's hair. It looked like my hair as a kid.
That looked like my hair as a kid, too. That looked like my nephew's hair.
It does.
You know, they really messed out on a marketing opportunity that we didn't get Dollman figures and a ship and all that kind of stuff.
Imagine!
Yes.
That would have been the best.
Or a sequel spinoff with Doll Woman.
Oh, I like that. See, the whole, like, merchandising opportunity was there, but did not go for it.
Nope.
I love New Jack Swing music. It just makes everything, just makes the movie feel even more 90s than it already does.
Every time you say New Jack, there's only one New Jack I think about.
Stab, stab, stab.
The only New Jack that's worth talking about.
He should be in this movie too.
New Jack should have just become an actor, man.
New Jack is the second doll man.
Yes. He's like, he's the Chucky version because he just has a knife and stabs everyone.
I'm just going to bring all the neighborhood kids in the house so they can see this.
Put your fucking sunglasses back on. I don't like it. It's freaking me out.
He only puts them on when it's dark outside.
It's not misty in his little spaceship.
The sunglasses are his cowl.
That is literal mist. I can see it floating in the air. It's not a toy. I'm being Clint Eastwood right now.
Fuck you, Gerald.
This movie's scaring me.
This is the budget Corey Feldman.
He's a budget something.
Get the fuck out, Gerald.
Gerald, fuck Gerald's off.
Even though he's playing a kid, Gerald's a hard 40.
He looks like he is.
Yeah.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, Mom.
It's well, the year where she lives.
Well, she was, I don't know, being chased by him or something.
That's true. How you doing? I'm still using my New York accent.
How many men are part of this gang?
Come on, doll man, shoot him.
30 cholos and Jackie Earl Haley just barge in the room.
I know, he looks very out of place with the gang.
I know, right?
Where's the doll man?
Or it turns out they're really just suicidal tendencies make a cameo in this movie.
They should do a remake of this movie.
With Tom Savini.
Yes.
There you go.
Amazing.
That's for touching my ship. Hey, those two guys just went down the same time. So we shot them both at the same time.
Yeah, you get him, well, man.
Pew, 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 pew.
All the bad guys are dead. They can all... the movie just...
No, it's only left Jackie O'Haley. Look at all the blood!
It's a full-on massacre in their house.
Now there's blood on the walls. She's not going to get her security deposit back.
No.
Yeah, how am I going to explain to the cops about this?
How far into this movie are we?
See, the one bad thing about being doll man is someone has to carry you, or you'll never be able to chase somebody down.
No.
Exactly.
Unless he goes in his little spaceship. Wait, how did she explain that to the cops?
Thanks, officers. Thank you for cleaning up my walls as well.
I'm on an ad.
Oh.
Pause.
Oh, okay.
Look at your timeline just so we can sync up.
Okay.
Okay, 43, 45.
43:57.
So 43:47. Okay, yep. So you're at 57?
Yep. Tell me when to press play.
Okay.
And we'll play.
And now.
There we go.
Synced up.
And yes.
I think that's a first for this show.
Yes. We're normally like pretty well in tune, but. Oh no, she's cleaning it now.
Look at all the massive bloodstain that's on the wall there that she's cleaning up.
I have no idea.
This would be classified as a crime scene. Why is she there?
Turns out that was the other bloodstain that was in front of that thing. So she.
The cops are not doing their job in this movie!
What did the cops even go there for?
Well, it is Baltimore, so.
Oh my god, does the kid just sleep on the floor?
After that traumatic experience, that's probably why he's having a nightmare right now. I just saw this little 12-inch doll man just kill all these people.
And keep wanting to call him Jet. I keep wanting to call him his trancer's name, Jack Death.
The Doll Man of Death.
Doll Man of Death. That should be the third film.
He played the same two roles the exact same way. So
he probably thought he was playing the same character.
Oh my god!
I like how the light source coming from that window there—it's all purple.
Yeah, but it's all misty.
Exactly.
So much mist.
Hey, what's going on? What did I...
Guys, what did I tell you about leaving the mist machine on?
Somebody clean up the pool table yet?
Oh my god. What is going on? Ew.
Why are they even listening to this severed head? It's not like he's done anything that makes him intimidating.
And it's a itty bitty tiny head too, like this big. So
yeah, exactly. Smaller.
See, if Jackie Haley wanted to, he could just that little head right now.
Just fucking do it.
Just fucking quit monologuing and fucking heal me.
Well, I feel so much better.
Wait, he had the power to do that all along. Hey, you're pretty fucking good. Hey, you're pretty fucking good, what? I can't do accents, I'm sorry.
You couldn't fix that guy. You couldn't fix the guy before he fucked up the pool table?
He's gonna be angry about that pool table forever.
He just paid it off.
It had one day left to retirement.
Yes.
So
okay, just gonna move over here.
Are we like over halfway yet?
Yes.
Woohoo!
Damn it, my doorbell's ringing.
Oh no!
Keep it recording. I'll be back.
We will. You can't pause audio commentaries.
Let us know, is it a 12-inch high alien?
Mm-hmm. That's what he's getting in the mail.
He just squished it.
I'll be back, everybody.
Oh, you just missed it. He killed Jackie Earl Haley, killed the alien guy.
Do you blame him? It was just a bit of head.
Yeah.
He's got a bigger head on his penis.
Gratitude after he healed him, and then he just squishes him like nothing.
No one is likable in this movie. Ugh, how dare they? What are you fucking doing? What are you fucking doing? We got a dimensional bomb, yo! Amazing. Oh my god. That's all that's left of the head.
Yep. Oh, and the funny thing is, Bead called it not like a minute before it happened, then he didn't miss it.
Yes, and then he missed the whole thing. Okay. What is she? What?
It was a doll. It was a Barbie robe she was going to give him so he'd be more comfortable.
Oh my god. Can he wear it, please? Wait, how does he... never mind. I'm just wondering if he's got a toilet on his ship and he does little poos on it. Or he's got little meals. Oh my god, this green screen effects are so bad.
By bad, you mean brilliant, right?
Yes! Look, I've got to give him credit for trying to make something this ambitious
on no budget
at all. That, you know, there's definitely effort in this movie. It's just really weird. Oh, we need the backstory. Okay.
Now for some exposition.
Mm-hmm. But I don't care because, you know, I'm not watching this movie to give a shit about the characters' backstories.
If she did get topless, technically, would those be some big-ass titties to him?
Oh! He'd climb and ride those titties. Boom. See, why didn't we see that part of the movie? Or is that Doll Man, the XXX version?
Oh, I'm sure there is. Well, it's Rule 34. If something exists in pop culture, then there is porn of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or was that Rule 43? I always get this.
I think it's 43. I can't remember. Honestly, got no idea.
Now I gotta look that up.
But I wouldn't be surprised if there was, like, some kind of, like, weird porn for it. It does remind me, I think it was the first episode of The Boys, where when they go into the weird, like, underground club thing, and one of the characters decides to shrink down and dive right in. Between her legs.
I'm back.
And he's back. Did you get a parcel? Yes.
I did. I think I know what it is, but I'll have to show you guys after the...
Tell us what you think it is.
I think it's my Nicolas Cage t-shirt, the Cage Fighter one.
Ooh. Open it now. Let's see. We need to see this.
I pointed it out to Marcy that you literally called what was going to happen to the alien dude a minute before it happened, and you missed it because it happened the second that you got up and left.
Oh,
he's a squished head.
Jack, you really just like squished him.
Oh my god, he's wearing the Barbie robe around him.
He's wearing the Barbie robe.
Yes.
I just can't believe how dark this movie is. It's like watching Alien versus Predator Requiem again. Alright, this is an exclusive for our Patreon video. Here it is.
Oh my god.
Cage
Fighter. Yes. Awesome. Yes. I am not jealous at all.
Where did you get that bead?
Things dropped down. So maybe it might tell the company called. I got it at T Villain. So
that's right.
If anyone who's watching this video right now, any of want to buy this t-shirt, that's where you can get it from. And I believe they even have a John Travolta one that's similar to this as well.
Villain, hit us up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If Team Villain want to sponsor this, the 2B Tuesdays podcast, please email us.
We will shill for anybody.
Yeah.
Exactly. Even if it's Viagra, we will do it.
Even if it's Viagra?
Why not?
Well,
Viagra on the
get
show.
Us some Blue Chew.
Yeah, well,
we're watching a movie about a 12-inch man. If people want to get that 12 inches,
you need Viagra.
The only reason I'm here is because I heard I was 12 inches.
I've been gone for 5 minutes. I have no idea what is going on.
I thought they were talking about me, so...
and now it's become a completely different movie again.
Now we're at the Corona, like, vaccination labs or something. I don't know. I don't know what's
going on. There you go. There's your 12-inch joke.
Yeah.
We knew it was coming.
Wink.
I'll say this about this movie. For a Full Moon Entertainment production, it actually at least looks like a movie.
It does. This is the most movie-like product we've seen yet from Full Moon on the show.
Well, I suppose since you got Albert Pyun directing it, who at least has made movies for cinema and direct the video, at least he does have a cinematic style to his work. So at least, you know, you're going to get that in something like this.
Yeah, you got to give the movie credit for, you know, making full use of everything it's got. And it does look probably better than it should for something with, like, no budget.
Mm. You know what it actually reminds me of? At least the visuals kind of early, like, 90s Tony Scott. That sort of, like, visual look and style. Just not quite as refined as Tony Scott did.
Could you imagine how epic this movie would have been if it had an actual budget?
Oh, yeah. Although, that's what I mean.
Someone else probably would have been Doll Man.
So obviously, I mean, because he killed the bad guy, he's starting to bleed again, so.
Oh, because he healed him, and then he killed him.
Yeah.
He healed him, then he killed him.
Yeah, well, literally.
Just see, that's going to be another t-shirt. He healed him, then he killed him. Love it. And there's Corey Feldman again.
Budget Corey Feldman.
Don't get Doll Man wet. Don't feed him after midnight.
Make sure you never light any of these scenes ever.
Why does, like, Tim Thomason kind of remind me of Tom Atkins at certain spots? He's like Tom Atkins without the moustache.
Yeah. He's budget Tom Atkins.
He's budget Tom Atkins.
And I don't know what the point of... What's happened? Does he want to get home? Does he want to unshrink himself on Earth?
I think he wants to get back. At least that's my... gathering, anyway.
There was a limited comic series of Doll Man that was released independently after this movie came out.
Oh, really?
That kind of picks up after where this movie leaves off.
Was it good?
I have not read
it. You haven't read it? We might have to try find it.
Now I just want to know, because you were saying that, like, the sequel, Doll Man versus Demonic Toys, is basically just recycle footage and just 10 minutes of new footage. We should put that on a... tackle that movie at some point.
We should, yeah. It's like the sequel to Silent Night, Deadly Night, where basically they just filmed just enough to consider it a new movie.
And it only runs for an hour.
And you have to go to your garbage day.
Yes.
Garbage day.
Like, they easily could have spun it off Doll Man versus Ginger Dead Man, Doll Man versus Evil Bong.
See, I probably would actually sit and watch Doll Man versus Evil Bong.
Doll Man versus Puppet Master. They're all the same size. That would have been awesome.
Yes. Well, I know there was, like, a Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys movie, but I don't think that's an official movie, though. Or something like that, I'm not sure.
It's not an official movie, then what the fuck is it?
I mean, it is a movie, but I don't think, like, it's part of either series.
Oh, okay. I think that's what you meant.
Yeah.
Because when you said it's not an official movie, that doesn't make sense.
They're all not official movies.
No. Full Moon is just like...
All right. Okay, everyone, if you want to see the little man, you got to pay $10 for him.
I'm just so confused. What was the purpose of the bad guy in this movie?
Doll Man also does a post-credits cameo in Bad Channels, where he's searching for a girl called Bunny, who's shrunk to about his size.
Oh. Doll Man, help them against really huge people to you.
It's funny that, like, Doll Man... Whoa, Doll Man's just gone fly through the window!
Oh my god.
That was amazing.
Oh my god. Yes!
That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Where did he get his sunglasses back from?
This movie has gone from a very low rating to a very high.
Just for that scene.
This movie is brilliant. Probably.
Movie's amazing. Anyways,
back to this set that looks like a bombed out city.
It looks like
Jean-Claude Van Damme needs to be Doll Man in the reboot.
Yes.
This looks like recycled sets from Cyborg.
It probably is. They probably shot this and Nemesis all, like, in the same area within 2 weeks of each other.
And Nemesis is one I have seen. I remember when I was doing my article back in the day, and my director was Albert Pune, I tried to watch as many of his films as I could find, and Doll Man was actually one I couldn't find at the time, because we didn't have Tubi then.
God bless Tubi.
There's been like four Nemesis movies.
Yeah, there's like four sequels. I think some of them are on Tubi somewhere.
Yeah, because the original Shang Tsung is in Nemesis. And he did Kickboxer 2 as well.
I love how it's always like down shots just to make him look like
Add for us.
Add.
Okay, hold on.
We are at an hour 22.
Yeah, I'm at an hour 29.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, so we're almost over.
Yeah, we're almost done this. And we're not...
We're back. It was a quick ad. I apologize for the back and forth to the people watching the video. an hour 33. There we go. It can't be perfect.
I think it's funny that Doll Man, like this 12-inch little character, is up against Jackie Hurley. Like in real life, very tiny himself,
and he's not that imposing. Like, so you could believe Doll Man could take him.
Yeah.
When you put Doll Man and Jackie O'Haley,
I missed what you said because Discord cut you off.
I was saying, like, if you put Jackie O'Haley and Doll Man side by side, they're just exactly the same height.
If you want to watch a pretty good Albert Pune movie that I really enjoyed, I suggest checking out Mean Guns with Christopher Lambert and Ice-T.
Nice. Jackie O'Haley's just sleeping in his performance.
He was just upset that Doll Man was actually the same height as him. Which yes. is how I feel, because I'm pretty sure I'm the same height as Doll Man.
12 inches?
Actually, I think Doll Man might be actually taller than you, Marcy.
Oh, fuck off.
Bean and I can honestly both say we're bigger than Doll Man. Am I right, buddy?
Hell yeah. Yeah, baby. I mean, what?
My metaphoric dick is bigger than 12 inches.
And my gun packs a bigger punch. Oh!
Oh! Oh my god.
This movie is like a representation of like working on the Mission Impossible films with Tom Cruise. Someone so small taking out very large bad guys.
Yes, fuck that. Tom Cruise needs to be the next Doll Man.
Yes!
Yes! We're going to go pitch this movie to him right now.
Uh-oh, he's going to come up against a rat!
But the movie has to be a parody of itself.
Yes!
Yes.
Uh-oh. No, it's a cute rat.
He's gonna blow the rat away.
I could really, like, definitely feel those Dirty Harry influences. It's so funny.
Stay tuned for Doll Man versus Ben, the spinoff.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that would work so well.
If they were thinking, they should have had Doll Man riding the rat to the rescue.
Yes. Yes. That would have been amazing.
See, we're coming up with great ideas for
the I'm going to write to Full Moon with our Doll Man sequel.
We're going to pitch it.
Yes. Yes.
We definitely are.
But Jackie Earl Haley has to be in the reboot.
He has to play the same character.
And we got a cameo. We got to have a cameo by Tim Thomerson.
Yes. No. Jackie Earl Haley speaking, no. No, I don't want to star in the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. No!
You know what? He was fine. It was just everything else of that movie just didn't work.
That is true.
It really didn't. It needed at least several more rewrites.
I forgot that movie even existed.
I know, right?
I blacked it out.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, sit down, woman.
Showed out right there. I blacked it out.
Don't make me point my toy gun at you.
At least they had, like, a interesting-looking location to shoot on, which I'm still sure was from Cyborg.
They have two locations in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is one.
Yep.
It's this place and the woman's apartment.
And the map painting.
Oh, and also Doll Man's apartment. I know that's not his actual name. I'm just calling him Dirt Man.
Yep.
Well, his name is Brick something.
Brick Brado, I think.
It's just Brick.
Y'all better listen to Gael Garcia Bernal. He knows what.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my god. Sorry, I'm slightly distracted by our friend.
Nobody's guarding her. Can't she just run away?
Exactly. She just.
Our friend Haley is sending us photos of the dog she's looking after, and it's the cutest little puppy ever. And I want him. Distracted doggos. What's with the accent?
It's Joyce Holmes.
Yo. Doll Man's really dirty.
He's been in the shit.
Well, to be fair, at least this is being realistic. If you're about 12 inches tall, it's going to take a area.
Well, he just needs to wait till someone goes to do a wee and he can have a shower. Mm.
Although I'm a little disturbed because with all the soot on his face, it looks like he's got blackface.
That's it. Doll Man's cancelled.
He looks like he's been crawling in poo.
he technically has been.
I say so.
I'm just going to hit this syringe. Get this syringe and hit you on the foot. I'm pretty sure that wouldn't do that much damage.
Yeah, but it's Doll Man. He's special.
He's got a lot of power behind those hits.
They should have at least made him like the Atom, where he still has the strength of a regular-sized man. He's just kind of... Yeah.
That would be good. Although, as we said before, I'm pretty sure this is the full moon version of that character. Or Ant-Man. Because, you know, all the DC and Marvel characters basically mirror each other.
Exactly. Let's get out of this movie.
Let's
all get in this car.
I like how there's the gang, and they're all like...
How many cholos can you fit in the van?
They're all, like, obviously Mexican, except for that guy looks very white. But Jackie O'Haley is like the odd one out of this gang, and it makes no sense. And he looks like he's on his deathbed. Jesus.
Those cholos went to stormtrooper school.
They can't shoot the tiny... Well, yeah, I guess he's small.
When Doll Man goes up against Jackie O'Haley, he's gonna... I'm not in this abandoned... area with you. You're in this abandoned area with me.
Oh, he blew up the van.
Why does the van just has like an F-bomb like slur on it?
Yes, I was just looking at that. I'm pretty sure that's why Doll Man blew it up. It was offensive.
Is this a LGBTQ cholo gang?
I have no idea what is going on.
That would have been a choice.
Everything in this movie was a choice.
All the doll men will look up and shout, save us.
No, because if they were flamboyantly gay and cholos, then they would have been a trauma gang. And this would have been a trauma movie.
I just really have no idea what is going on. Why are they... Is there a gang war right now? I don't know what's going on. He just wants to kill her?
Well, he's not doing a good job because he keeps missing.
Yeah, as he said, he went to the Stormtrooper school of shooting.
The old man's the only one that can hit anything in this movie. But with her arm, I'm pretty sure she could just hit him with a rock and take him out.
She's just going to go down into the basement and then Freddy Krueger's waiting there for her.
So he is slowly dying from that wound that suddenly just opened up.
Because he squished the head who healed him. He healed him, then he killed him.
Jackie O'Haley is committing 110% to the role.
He is a bit.
He's acted the shit out of this movie.
He is.
I'm playing the villain. I'm going to milk every single second of this.
I'm so lost. I don't know what's going on or why.
This is what happens when Tubi don't put subtitles on some of their movies.
You actually have to pay attention, yeah.
I know, right? Everyone, put closed captioning on everything. It is the best.
From now on, we're just going to do a silent movies on Tubi.
Yes.
He goes up against Doll Man, and Doll Man is, like, tall.
I really don't get the plot of this movie, and I don't know if I'd need to understand it. I'm just trying to go with it right now. Although it does feel like he's down in the Freddy boiler room.
It does. This is Freddy's origin story. How it began and how he came back to evil Spectre was that he just, like...
Oh my god, now it's turning into RoboCop. How is he still alive after all this?
Dude, that was my favorite wanking hand.
And I think he's gonna die.
Who's this guy?
I have no idea.
I think that's the dude who looks like Gael Garcia Bernal.
But he looks like he's covered in poo.
Rocky! Rocky! His whole shirt was cut, and now it's white again!
Oh my god! What he grabbed the little gun! He grabbed his little gun! I can't even!
Magnet time, bitch!
Uh-oh, here we go!
Oh my god.
He's gonna...
Oh, come on.
Oh my god.
You can't shoot him. I love him now.
You've already unhanded him.
Oh.
He's unarmed. It's a better joke.
Not that good.
And now she's bringing the sort of the moral message. You don't have to do this. You don't have to kill people.
I do, because at the end of the movie it'll happen.
Yeah, but if you don't shoot him, then he'll try to kill you with his dying body.
All right, fine, I won't shoot him. Gosh.
What the hell? How is he not dead?
He's had his arm shot off, half his side's been blown away.
Mm.
But he's still alive.
But he's got the fusion bomb, so.
Yeah.
But it's a little fusion bomb, so.
Whee! Let's get out of here.
Okay. Hasn't really done anything.
I would laugh if instead of it being explosion, if it just would have been poof.
Yeah. That would have been the best. Instead, we're just getting weird lighting effects.
Looks like they were just put in like After Effects.
Yeah.
Okay.
They probably ran out of money and shit. We don't have enough money for an actual proper ending. Let's just do something very quickly.
No, what they did was they used all the, like, lighting for that effect, and then they couldn't afford to light the rest of the movie.
Well, on the plus side, there's 50% more rubble after the explosion.
They decided to shoot this movie with...
With what?
Natural lighting.
Mm.
Goodbye, doll man.
Yeah, okay.
Lady, you have to take me back to your house because, like, my ship is still there.
It's too far to walk. I mean, I don't know. We didn't see anything really blow up, but okay. It wasn't in the budget, obviously. She's gonna pick
now
him
she's
up.
Gonna go pick.
Montage!
Tell me his size doesn't count.
And then she put him in her bra.
Could have easily been a pilot for a TV series.
The Adventures of Dollman. Tim Thomason.
And Jackie O'Haley.
Oh my god, these credit scenes.
You know, Jackie O'Haley's hair looks so much like Nicolas Cage's in Con Air.
It does. It really, really does. This was a very bizarre movie.
Love theme from Dollman.
Love theme from Dollman. Oh, wow. Can't believe this is like the credits and they're just like really long because they had to pad it out somehow.
So we never know if he ever gets back home or he'll...
No.
This is sort of a franchise.
Like a one cameo and one like verse movie, and that was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they could have done the gag where like Dollman gets eaten by a giant dog, and then he just shoots his way out.
Yes, we should go pitch like a new trilogy of this series.
Oh my god, is it going through every single person who was featured in this movie for these credits?
Yes.
Hey, remember that kid with the laundry scene?
Yeah.
Here's him again.
Remember that Carrot dude Top? Who didn't have any lines but got shot?
Wow. Can't believe this is the credits. Dude. Remember when he slipped over? The music, wow.
And Carrot Top as the wig.
And Carrot Top as the wig.
Even this dude here is like, was like, wanting to light that woman on fire is like, even he has like a bit of a credit as well.
Every single person has one.
Because they got to pad out the running time.
Even if
movie.
They were an extra, they get featured in this end credit scene, apparently.
The dude walking across the street as the dude walking across the street. And this movie was meant to be a war on drugs, right? Because it's brought up and never brought up again afterwards.
I have no idea what the moral of the story is.
And this dude is Bruce Spence as the head.
And that's our movie, folks.
Yeah.
That is our second edition Patreon pick for 2B Tuesdays, done and dusted.
Indeed. And, that was a lot of fun.
My life will never be the same again after watching Dollman.
That's a Dollman.
Dollman.
That should have been the theme of the movie.
Yes, just ripped off Soul Man.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Thank you to everyone who on our Patreon voted in the poll. Keep a lookout for a few weeks' time when we do the next one. After we've all had our shots doing a pick, we go back to Patreon for that one.
Indeed. And for the next episode, it's going to Batch's pick. So,
are you going to pay next week?
Yes.
I'm scared.
But I am very much scared.
I'm so scared.
But Marcy, where can people find this on the internet this week?
You can find us making jokes about being 12 inches. but for reals, as usual, you can find us at supermarcy.com. And you can find the Super Network on Facebook at facebook.com/thesupernetwork. You can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/thesupernetworkgroup. You can find me personally on Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy. And if you want to follow the Super Network on Twitter, it is twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. You can also find us on Instagram at super.network. You can find us on TikTok at the Super Network. You can email us at thesupernetworksm@gmail.com. You can look up Super Marcy on Redbubble and find all our merchandise. And you can subscribe to us on the Super Network YouTube channel at YouTube. And you can subscribe on all major podcast listening platforms. If you look up the 2B Tuesdays podcast or the Super Network or the Super Podcast. Bede, what about you?
Awesome. If people want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine. Or my personal writer's page at facebook.com/TerribleAussie. And of course, you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with reviews and columns and all that cool stuff. But Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
People can find me every Tuesday on WebTales, the Spider-Man podcast, where we recap the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the very beginning to the present day. You can also find me on my socials at Multiverse5, Multiverse F-I-V-E, on the Twitter and the Instagram.
Yes.
Awesome.
And Craven, where can we find you? No, wait, we're not including you this time.
You can find me as a voice in Batch's head as much as he hates me. I am part of him.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
And also, even though you didn't bring me up, you can find Nicolas Cage just being Nicolas Cage everywhere, every day of the week. But, yep, that's the end of this episode on 2B Tuesdays. Thanks for all our listeners, and we hope all you enjoyed the episode, and we'll be back next time for Batch's Pick. So yes. We'll see you all then. See everyone.
See you guys. Bye. Bye-bye.
Are you in the wrong neighborhood?
Urban fucking renewal. Doll Man. 13 inches with an attitude.